This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I really like my intro now. Not to say the other ones haven't been good, but I really like this one. I got to sit in and watch it get done by a master. We call him Stone Man here in the local area. He is truly a great sound engineer. Which is not to say the ones at Genesis aren't, but I don't ever get to see them. So, hey, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment right, check them out at taurususa.com. And, you know, before I get into any other topic, I simply want to say this. There are solutions to school shootings. It is, and they have nothing to do with gun control. They have everything. You know, if you want to be in control of the schools, fine. Take control of them. And then get ready to do a bunch of boring work. Because this is what it would be like. You know, mornings and afternoons would be very, very, you know, very harried times. And everybody would take a moment to adjust. And then they would be adjusted. And then it would work. So, this latest shooting coming out of Santa Fe is only the latest in a series of school shootings over the last several years. And, you know, it's 3 months separated from Parkland, Florida, on Valentine's Day. As with that shooting, and certain others, which still escapes me as to why some are pursued and some are not, they're attempting to politicize the issue of school shootings in order to push various agendas. And this is the same cycle after every modern shooting, at least in the beginning. The left lobbies for gun control and the right counters. And as a, you know, I hear where people say, well, the right doesn't have any solutions for the problem. They just want to sit back and do nothing. That is not true, of course. We don't want to ban guns. That's what it is. You want to ban guns. We don't want to ban guns. Therefore, there's no guns being banned. You know, while you're saying this, you're ignoring all of the potential fixes that have been forwarded to you by those of us on my side. Now, I am not one that sits back and says, I hope school shootings go away, because I know better. We have cultivated a streak of narcissism in this country where those that are weak in the mind will get out there and see this as a way for instant fame. So I'm not going to sit back and hope that they're going to stop. And gun control is not the answer, but neither is doing nothing. Now, is the TSA, I don't want to say they're a bunch of clowns, but they have a job. And so far, since some of these things were put into place, we have had no more skyscrapers parked in any buildings. And to the degree that we would sit back and say, well, hey, you know, now it's worse. Well, it is. There's some things that are taken to an extreme. Now, if you get into an argument, no matter what it's about, with a flight attendant, you're probably going to get kicked off the flight. And that's just life. And how many shooting incidents have occurred in airports? If you look globally, only 22 shootings have occurred at airports since the tightening of security following 9/11. By contrast, the New York Times reports there have been 200 shootings, 16 of which can be classified as mass shootings in the United States alone since Sandy Hook in 2012. But since it comes from the New York Times, I look at that with a dubious grain of salt. But this raises the question, why do potential shooters seem to favor schools as opposed to airports, which see far more traffic than schools? And the difference is in the security. Now, and it's not expensive. TSA, their budget is, they spend $7.6 billion a year to airport security. In contrast, in 2016, the U.S. spent approximately $907 million on school security. And, airports do require more security because of the constant flow of new passengers. But in the United States, there are 5,136 public airports as of 2016, compared to 98,271 public schools in the United States in the 2013-14 school year. The effects of this wide disparity in public funding for security becomes apparent in the spotty presence of armed guards at schools. It is a patchwork network at best. According to a study cited by The Guardian, only 43% of schools have an officer present at least once a week. That suggests that 57% of schools do not have a security guard present on a regular basis. A security guard in a school is a little bit like a needle in a haystack, too. That schools, unless you know, schools are not the one leg, you know, just the schoolhouse anymore. These are vast, sprawling complexes. We don't need a resource officer. We need a resource platoon in these schools. Now, we had the common complaints of lengthy airport security lines and the occasionally overly inquisitive guard. People have grown to understand. I mean, I was coming back from Dallas the other day from the NRA meetup, and I was looking at the TSA checkpoint line. I was in pre-check, and the ones that were not in pre-check, that line was, it seemed gargantuan, and yet it was moving along. It was moving along at almost a festive clip. So, if you're going to defend against some sort of terroristic threat, like a school shooter, then you're going to have to do a few things. But why is there so much pushback against a school being armed? Now, a lot of people just can't stand change, and then there's the left's ignorance on security and human nature that comes into play as well. But the more pressing motivation behind the opposition is the fact that if more armed security prevents shootings, then it's reasonable to suggest that good guys with guns do in fact stop bad guys with guns, right? That's the underlying thing that they don't want to have come out. So in short, this is what we need: more funding for school security, better training for security guards, as was made apparent by the Parkland shooting. More funding for mental health institutions and prisons. Allow teachers who have a concealed carry permit to carry their weapons on campus. Don't mention the shooter's name or show his picture. There's no need to give the shooter any more attention. At the same time, put the blame on him. There has to be a way to do that, because otherwise the media is going to focus on the gun. They're all too happy to play with that one. And as a long-term goal, educate young people on responsibility and values in their education in order to create more upstanding citizens and fewer rampage killers. Our children are an asset. And arguing against protecting our schools is to argue for leaving the next generation of leaders and citizens at the mercy of some crazed individuals. So, if they truly believe we should do something, then surely this is the most reasonable thing we can do. At Dixon High School, a former student, potential mass shooter, arrived and fired upon the resource officer at the school. The shooter was injured in the exchange and fled. A potential disaster was averted by the presence of a single well-trained officer named Mark Dallas. This happens. This has happened a lot lately. It needs to happen more. We have got to keep pushing this issue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR-500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd's Gunstocks, would you? This is ergonomics turned into a science. And this next conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. You know, not too long ago in this presidency, because it's only like, you know, going into year two, Trump tried to get the Democrats to cease fire. My favorite phrase in the English language sometimes is, be careful what you wish for. Or things may look a lot different tomorrow once you get what you want today. Or some of this other stuff, anyway. But someone must have been thinking about the Trump-Clinton feud when they came up with that phrase. Because back in November 2016, President-elect Trump answered a question about lock her up or the chant from the campaign rallies. He basically said, at that time, let's move on. You know, he backed away from his campaign pledge to have former Democratic rival Hillary Clinton investigated and jailed. He said during an interview with the New York Times that he doesn't feel strongly about the issue and doesn't want to hurt the Clintons. This was him attempting to look forward. Some of us would still like to see Hillary in jail. I am being one of them. But after all, as we are in the U.S. and we don't put the loser in jail as often happens in banana republics, that's what I think he was afraid of, that it might look like if he did it. Sadly, the Democrats did not seize on that moment, and they began planning for 2018. They were so angry, and so they declared war on the new president, which was stupid and counterproductive. And it's likely to end up a lot different than they thought back then. I told you at the beginning of the year that these things were going to come out and that we were going to have the biggest political scandal in our history. It was going to eclipse Watergate. Now we're hearing that the Democrats and the FBI, working in tandem with the FBI, they infiltrated the Trump campaign. And that's going to come out. And if all of that is true, Watergate will be remembered as a Disney movie compared to this one. An old-timey Disney movie prior to social justice. See, Trump is demanding that the Justice Department investigate his claim that his campaign had been infiltrated or surveilled by the FBI. And the agency on Monday directed the Inspector General to probe those accusations. The department has asked the Inspector General to expand the ongoing review of the FISA application process to include determining whether there was any impropriety or political motivation in how the FBI conducted its counterintelligence investigation of persons suspected of involvement with the Russian agents who interfered in the 2016 presidential campaign. This coming from Justice Spokeswoman Sarah Flores. She said that in a statement. Isn't that all interesting? So how's this going to end, you think? Let me say two things about it. There's a lot of things to say about it, but let me say two things about it. It will likely end poorly for Comey and a few others connected with the Obama administration. Just ask Mr. McCabe. And more importantly, we would not be talking about much of this from the Russian collusion to the unmasking of U.S. citizens if the Democrats had accepted the president-elect's offer to move on. So, you know, sometimes when a victor looks at you and says, for the good of the country, let's move on. Maybe sometimes you should think about trying to destroy the other guy because you may end up destroying yourself in that moment, in time. Because all of this stuff, stuff like that is impossible to keep from coming out It is simply impossible. It puts pressure on the systems internally, on the people internally, to the point to where they have to do something. They have to do something. There's too many just normal people in these agencies that are not left or right. They're just career people that are going to sit back and say, am I going to let this happen to my beloved this or that? No. I am not. So, this could be really bad for them, for the Democrats, especially if the Democrats, if Obama is the one that is found to have planted all this stuff. And I mean, you know, you look at some of the stuff, you got Arne Duncan out there right now calling for a boycott of schools until they get gun control. If you do that, if you actually go out and boycott schools, I think that the state authorities in charge of education in their states should come after each and every one of you parents that allow your children to hang out waiting for some law to change and miss school. And I think we should have truant officers coming in and picking them up. Because if you're going to let that happen, then you are obviously not responsible enough to be a parent. You could be demanding other things that could happen right now. And what they want is not going to change anything. Take that under your wing and let that soak in. You've got John Kerry going around saying that, you know, he's trying all this shadow diplomacy. He has no authority now. He's just the guy that is, you know, he's in line. His wife is in line to inherit the Heinz fortune from Heinz Ketchup. He's the Heinz Ketchup guy. And that's all he is. He's the former Secretary of State, and he's the Heinz Ketchup guy. And that's what he is. He has no power. He has no negotiating capability. Every time he goes out there and opens his mouth, he just looks stupid. And if he keeps on doing this, I think that the Trump administration should look at him and, you know, maybe look at him for sabotage or subversion or, you know, just plain messing things up and go after him for whatever they can get him on. Well, that's just my thought. Because occasionally there needs to be an example made of these people. Everybody needs to see why you shouldn't do certain things. And all of these Obama operatives, they're still out there acting like they are part of the cabinet. They're not part of the cabinet. That cabinet is over. That presidency is done. It's in the rearview mirror. And it's getting dismantled slowly. But surely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What Boyd's gun stocks will do is if you have a relatively new weapon, it will tighten the ergonomics of the weapon that you have by putting something superior to what came on the gun in place. If you have an older gun, it will rejuvenate that weapon and make it feel new again. You're going to get better shots. You're going to get better comfort shooting. I mean, everything that you can possibly, every advantage is going to be gained by installing a Boyd's gun stock on your weapon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This next little bit comes to you from RockRiverArms.com, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at RockRiverArms.com. I see the things that people do, the virtue signaling that happens, the look at me, let me gain another 60 seconds in my 15 minutes to fame. And celebrities, if you will do the darndest things to try to virtue signal for a little love from their low information fan base. And get their names mentioned again. And maybe be trending again. I don't know. So here we have retired porn star Mia Khalifa. She was looking for another 15 minutes of fame when, with the help of the Austin, Texas Police Department. So following the Santa Fe High School shooting, she said very publicly, or she very publicly surrendered her shotgun to a police officer for destruction. They couldn't have made it easier, she wrote on Instagram. So, this is a now retired porn star with a tattoo of a derringer under her right arm. And you're going to have to verify that one for yourself. She used the dead kids in Santa Fe as props for her pathetic empty gesture. The veteran cop put on this tentative little smile as she shook his hand and posed for the photo, which then, of course, made it onto Instagram. And the full text of her message, if you want it, is it's symbolic and small, but it's still something. I urge you to hashtag do something as well. Hashtag Austin_police couldn't have made it any easier. If you want to turn in your weapon for safe destruction, call your local police department. They will come and pick it up. Or transport it in the trunk of your car and have them come out to retrieve it at the station. I will be donating the gun's value of $1,500 to the at Everytown organization. I want to iterate that I am not against the Second Amendment. I am against children dying. My empty gun rack is a small price to pay when some parents are living with an empty bed in their children's rooms. Please open your mind. I certainly have. A year ago, I posted a picture in this exact room the day I purchased this weapon. In under 10 minutes on my way to grab lunch, and cited self-defense as the reason for it. It has not made me feel safer. It has not helped me in any way. It has not done anything but sit on a rack and collect dust. This is my minuscule contribution of solidarity for all victims of school shootings. Claiming that a Remington 870 Express Bird gun, and it might even be a knockoff of a Bird gun, goes for $1,500, well, it'd have to be a really nice one. I don't even know if putting a Boyd's gun stock on it would do any good to take it to $1,500. I just don't think so. I just don't think so. But anything to get her name back in the news. Do you remember the goofball who donated his Ruger 10/22 machine gun to the police after the Mandalay Bay massacre? This is a guy that took arguably one of the better semi-automatic magazine-loaded 22 rifles out there, and he tacked it up to look like an AR, which I guess is okay if that's what you want to do. He turned his in, and then he started, claiming that he was getting death threats for his virtue signaling post. He claimed he had to hire armed security to defend his business and bought a Louisville Slugger to defend his family at home as a result of his newfound notoriety. Well, you got the attention you were seeking, didn't you? And listen, that's the thing about putting anything out there. I get attention I don't like doing this. I get attention I don't like doing YouTube. I get attention I don't like doing Facebook. But you know what? That's, if you're going to stick stuff out there, that's just going to be the way it is. It's just going to happen that way. Death threats are nothing new to Miss Khalifa, which may be why she bought the shotgun in the first place. You see, the losers at ISIS HQ did not appreciate her performing, as in making a porn movie, while wearing a hijab. The New York Post covered that story. The headline was, ISIS threatened to kill porn star Mia Khalifa for having sex in hijab. She recalled the shocking threat she received after filming a scene where she had sex wearing a hijab. Khalifa, 25, had only been in the porn industry a few months when the director told her she would be required to wear the traditional headpiece in the scene. She said, and she knew it wouldn't sit well with the public, I said to him, you're going to get me killed. When asked why she didn't say no, Khalifa said, being 21, I didn't know that I could speak up. Who raises these people? The scene made Khalifa the number one ranked performer on Pornhub, but also drew the attention of ISIS. And in fact, it was the ISIS threat that prompted Khalifa to quit the porn industry. Given that history, only a fool would publicly announce that you're surrendering the only firearm that you own. Thankfully, ISIS doesn't have a U.S. chapter, even in the liberal Mecca of Austin. Well, not an official one, anyway, right? But there do remain plenty of homegrown whack jobs out there who'd probably love to earn their own 15 minutes of fame, if you would. So, That may not have been your best move, Ms. Khalifa. And listen, if you don't have the stomach to own a gun, any of you, okay, I get that. I get that. Stop owning them. It's a very simple thing. Just stop owning them. Sell them all. Give them away. Whatever you want to do. The problem is that that's a personal decision. In every one of these events where we've had one of these heinous killings, I didn't do anything wrong. The people that do this, they wear clothes too, but that doesn't make me complicit because I wear clothes. Most of them are male. That doesn't make me complicit because I am male. The fact that they use guns definitely doesn't make me complicit because I use guns for nothing other than defense. Which, given the odds of me actually having to use one, I may very well never have to use one. But I'm going to have that option. That's just something the gun grabbers need to give up on. I'm going to have that option. And some of the guns that I do carry, some of the handguns I do carry, would fall under the moniker of assault weapon. Because they have a box magazine and they hold more than X amount of rounds, some whatever arbitrary number it is today, whether it's 10 or 15 or whatever it is. So, you know, everybody just needs to bear that in mind. I mean, that's just that is just the way of things. So, think what you want, do what you want. If you guys, I mean, if some of you don't want to own guns anymore, I got no problems with that. But you don't get to tell me whether I do or not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues. allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where science, research, and development, and just plain, I'm going to find the best thing out there, pays off with Boyd's. Because for every model that they make a gun stock for, there's at least 12 shapes that they make that gun stock, or a gun stock for that gun, that model, that name brand, which leaves you with a whole bunch of choices as to what your gun is going to do for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Chris Murphy. He made the statement the other day that he supports the Second Amendment and not part of the imaginary Second Amendment. Or not the imaginary Second Amendment. Every now and again, I look at some of these things that these complete and total half-wit politicians say. And I say to myself, you know, I'm really glad I'm not in front of this person while he's articulating this right now. I've had enough of the assaults to freedom and the twisted, belly-crawling, shameless excuses that politicians inflict on us just too frequently in this insults infinitely debased and insulting, which is exactly what he was doing here. So here our little self-serving pal, Chris Murphy, a Democrat senator from Connecticut, has provided us with yet another of those supernova of insults. He seems to have a real affinity for this kind of thing. He says the right to keep and bear arms is part of the imaginary Second Amendment. Let me give you a timeline for all this. On May 19th, less than a day after the 17-year-old monster allegedly used pipe bombs, a pressure cooker bomb, a shotgun, and a .38 revolver to attack his fellow students and teachers at Santa Fe High School in Texas, leaving 10 dead, at least 10 injured, Murphy let his knee-jerk him into action, prompting him to spit in our faces and call it rain. He tweeted, "I support the real Second Amendment, not the imaginary Second Amendment." Which is quite rich coming from this guy, a man like who many leftists today believe the words of the Constitution should be interpreted according to modern meanings, not their original intent, and that the amendment process is irrelevant. So who exactly is imagining things here, Mr. Murphy? Some of us are insatiably curious to hear your answer. But he isn't done yet. He has plenty of saliva left, and he's eager to keep spitting. So in his tweet, he added, "And the real hashtag 2A is an absolute. It allows Congress to wake up to reality and ban these assault rifles that are designed for one purpose only, to kill as many people as fast as possible." Which is, in this particular case of this shooting, a non sequitur and completely incorrect. Let me explain to you what the founders intended. When the founders said, this is to help you resist tyranny, you know, and this is the reason they have the Second Amendment, because they thought the government would turn on us one day. That means that we have to be able to fight a military. That means we have to have a military capability. So guess what that means? That means we should have at a minimum AR-15s. At a minimum, AR-15s. We probably should have M4s. That's what the real Second Amendment means. The imaginary Second Amendment that he's talking is the one he's talking about, where, you know, you just make it up as you go. But not only is his his little tweet embarrassingly ignorant and self-righteous and fictive. The alleged attack in Santa Fe High was not even conducted with what he labels an assault weapon. This is what I mean where these guys are opportunistic. One of the weapons was what his pal, tough guy Joe Biden, told people to get to defend their homes. A shotgun. The alleged attacker also allegedly stole his father's shotgun and a .38 revolver. And according to the law, he could not do that. That was against the law. And he did it anyway. The alleged attacker, 17. According to the law, he couldn't possess those guns. But he did. How strange is it that people possessing criminal intent are willing to break statutes in the law to possess guns? It's almost as if they don't care about the statutes. And maybe Mr. Murphy can come up with another colorful and fanciful way to look at this manifest, empirically recognizable reality, which he seems disinclined to call reality in any way. Kind of like his reality when it comes to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is explicit. Explicit. Its language is clear. And it is emphatically strict, commanding the right and to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The term rights has a very explicit meaning as well. It's derived from the Old English and Old German, based on right-handedness and tied to what was seen in medieval times as the proper way to treat one's neighbor. For centuries, the right hand was proper or correct, and the left hand was seen as improper, unnatural, and abnormal. Hence, the word right came to be tied with what was proper in the treatment of others. By the way, Obama was left-handed. Be the concept attached to a God-given right, as Aquinas and Locke might have explained, or we can come to the conclusion via non-religious observations of human interactions, as Immanuel Kant did when writing about deontology and universalizability. We as individuals recognize our own rights and those of our neighbors, and we offer reciprocal respect for those rights. They are untouchable. And that's why they're called rights. According to the Lockean philosophy that undergirds the U.S. Constitution, the government is supposed to protect those rights, and the Second Amendment was written to add extra insurance that political blowhards like Murphy would not infringe upon our rights, wouldn't become predators through rhetorical and statutory means, attacking and insulting our intelligence along the way. And make no mistake, Murphy is a predator. This is the same man who, along with Rhino Senator Robert Portman of Ohio, co-sponsored the noxious Portman-Murphy Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act of 2016, which charged federal agencies with labeling websites, blogs, videos, or any other speech supposedly protected by the First Amendment as propaganda, and gave the feds $150 million to hand to dying dinosaur media outlets that work with the federal government to combat this propaganda. Websites like RonPaul.com and Antiwar.com. So I think it's great that Mr. Murphy has this great firm grasp on the document he swore an oath to protect and defend. If I weren't enlightened by his utter genius with all of this stuff, I don't know where I would be. And many will long remember the precise pointed words of the Declaration of Independence, particularly the observation that men are created with unalienable rights and the notation that when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. And then you're looking at Chris Murphy. His accomplices in the contemporary federal government and many state and local politicians honestly believe the declaration threshold has not been reached. You're not a tool to be used according to their brilliantine whims. And they're not gods who get to rule you. But even Mr. Murphy and his pals don't seem to get that. They'll even claim they have a better hold on reality than you as they make pretend and make up the rules they supposedly swore an oath to uphold. I mean, can you imagine that? Murphy is going to be the next Feinstein. When long after Feinstein is retired, Murphy will come out and make everything she ever tried seem sort of like a, I don't know, a you know, another Disney movie. Another Disney movie. So that's always good to have that to look forward to. I was like having things to look forward to, don't you? I just do. Coming up next from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. John Adeen. That right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.